So, first off, really, Oscar, you're at Birmingham at the moment. How's your season going?
Season's going really well, actually. Considering last year we were, you know, fighting for relegation, to be up in the sixth spot and pushing on to the top of the league, and this season is a big turnaround from where we were last year.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you're sixth at the moment, 64 points, but it's tight where you are, but those top three sides are quite clear out in front, aren't they? What's the sort of thoughts in the camp about the rest of the season?
I think, to be honest, it's just to win as many games as we can. You know, we've got still got a few games against top of the league. We've got Macclesfield this weekend. We've got Starbridge away still, and Sedgley Park still away, which will all be tough games. But you know, you've just got to do your best to win as many games as you can. That's the plan for this year, I think, for the rest of the season.
Mm. And on a personal level, how's your own season going? How have you felt you've been playing?
I have been playing all right. I'm still relatively new to my position, so still learning a lot, but. Yeah, it's going well. I'd like to be scoring a bit more, but it's going well.
Good. And you mentioned your position there. You moved to fullback recently. Just how are you getting on with that? How are you acclimatising to the position?
Well, it's good. I'm really enjoying playing there, to be honest. Mainly there's a lot less running than there was at scrum half. But yeah, a lot more open space, you know, to pick your holes and run where you want and do what you want, basically. It's a lot more free reign, so I'm just having that sort of freedom to do what I want.
Great. And so you think that'll be your future in rugby, will be at that position?
I think so, yeah. I don't want to go back to scrum half, that's for sure.
Yeah. And you mentioned Macclesfield, who you're playing soon. Last time you played them, you got a hat-trick, was it, against the top team
it
in the
was,
league?
Yeah.
That must have been a pretty great weekend for you.
Yeah, it was a good day, especially the fact that it was up at their place as well. And, you know, we were a bit lower in the league at that point, and they thought, you know, we heard people saying as we got there, this was going to be an easy game, loads of points and stuff. And we got there and we, you know, had done our analysis and they didn't know what to do, basically. It was wicked. It was good to get on the score sheet a few times.
Fantastic. And in your own... Well, I guess this season, but in your own rugby career in total, that must have been quite a standout moment for you, scoring three against the top side in the league.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely one of the best top moments right up there.
Fantastic. And injuries this season, I know you've struggled with your knee, am I right in saying? Previously. How have you got on this season?
It's been fine up until the play against Darlington. And I was done the knee in a little bit against Darlington. And luckily after that we had a few weeks off anyway because of the weather. I played against Hull, which was our first game back, and sort of tweaked it a bit there. So I'm having a few weeks off now.
Right.
Just sort of, you know, with the physio and the masseuse, just sorting that out and trying to get myself right for, you know, the end of the season and the sevens. So I'll take as much time off as I need, I think.
You mentioned Darlington then, who are also at the top of the league. It's quite close between Macclesfield, Darlington and Stourbridge. Obviously way over halfway in the league now, you've played all of the sides. Who would your money be on for that promotion place, do you think?
I don't really know, to be honest, because I feel Stourbridge are probably the best side. Well, Stourbridge or Sedgley Park are probably one of the best sides, but when we played against Darlington and Macclesfield, we beat Macclesfield and we should have beaten Darlington. Like, nearly just, we missed the kick at the end of the game, which would have won the game for us over up at their place. And when we played them at the beginning of the season, we nearly beat them at home as well, with the rest of, you know, few decisions that didn't go our way. But I think, yeah, I'd like Macclesfield to go up so that we can still play at Darlington Stadium.
That's a good point there. So, just going back into your own rugby history, really, and your career up to now, how How did you get to where you are? How long have you been at Birmingham, and how did you first get there?
I started Birmingham last at the beginning of last season, so I did a couple of weeks pre-season with them, and then I played them. That was my first year with them. The year before that, I was at Rugby Lions, the year that Neil Back was there, and it all went to shit. And then before that, I was just at Old Leamingtonians from when I was 17, 18.
Right.
Just like a little Midlands, I think they're Midlands 3 or 2 or something. And before that, I was just at school, and then I did all my minis and juniors over at Banbury.
Okay.
But I stopped that when I was about 12, I think, because I had too much on with school and district and county and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, just building on that, what sort of representative honours have you got to date?
I've got 18 through 20. I sort of played one game for the Midlands, but it was the year I was there. I think it was really bad weather, so lots of the trains got cancelled.
Right.
And then which meant the first fixture was sort of still with a massive squad because they hadn't done the final cut sort of thing.
Mm.
So I sort of played in that, but it was a bit of a fix really. So I didn't get through that. but then I think I'm going to be playing Northwood Seniors hopefully this year.
Fantastic. And
but that's about it.
And to date, obviously, we mentioned the hat-trick this season, but what sort of stands out in your own rugby career as particular highlights?
That's probably one of the main ones, to be honest. There's a few, like when you're at school, sort of, beating rivals or coming close, having good games against rivals, things like that. But probably the hat-trick against the top of the league. That's probably right. I can't think of any off the top of my head at the minute.
No, that's as we said, that's pretty standout one as it is. And just looking towards the future, what are your ambitions in the game?
Just to play for as high a level as I can, really. I had an opportunity over the summer to go and train at Newcastle, but I turned it down because my head wasn't in the right place. But, just go as high as I can, really. Play at the best level that's possible.
Yeah. You mentioned just then about Newcastle. What was it that didn't quite fit there?
My head wasn't in the right place at the time.
Right.
That's all it was, really. Things weren't settled in my head sort of thing, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. And have you been in any talks with any championship sides, or has anyone shown any interest about next season?
As far as I'm aware, I haven't been contacted, but I don't know whether people have contacted, the DOR or coaches and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't think they want to get rid of me, really. But if it does come, then see what's on the table.
Exactly.
As to what I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, Oscar. That was really all we were just chatting about, really. But thanks very much for speaking to us.
Not a problem.